Okay.
Very.
Being that this is the last chabura before Pesach, I'm going to focus on Inyanim of Pesach tonight. I want to say over something that we said a couple of weeks ago, and tonight I want to be able to go into it a little bit more deeply, a little bit of a different nusach. The Gemara says in Brachas, Amar Rab Abba, Brachas Taftes Amar Aleph, Hakol Ma'idim Kishanigalu Yisrami Mitzrayim Le'nigalu Ela Bo'erev. Everybody is Ma'ida, that when the Yidin were redeemed from Mitzrayim, they were redeemed in the evening. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Ha'itziyacha Hashem Elokim Yimitzrayim Laila. And Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim at night. Hashem Elokecha Yimitzrayim Laila. Ukishayato, when they came out, Layato Elabayim, they came out of Mitzrayim by day. Shenamar, Mimachras HaPesach, Yatu B'nei Yisrael, V'yadrom. Says it was the day after they ate the Korban Pesach. Klal Yisrael went out of the Mitzrayim, so that means that they were nigal at night, and they went out during the day. So first of all, what was the point of these two stages of the Yitzia from Mitzrayim? We usually have by Geula, we have one Geula. One Zman of Geula. One Nes. Matthias Mitzrayim, the Gemara goes through pains to describe, to bring Raya from Sukkim, but there were two levels to the Geula. There was the Haitziach HaShem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at night, and then there was Mimachas HaPesach Yasu B'nai Yisrael B'yad Rama. The MS is that the Gemara is a little bit shver, because the Gemara says that they were nigal at night and they were yatsu in the morning. They were redeemed at night and they went out in the morning. So that makes sense, because they didn't go out at night, they went out in the morning. So they were redeemed at night, they were free, and they actually went out in the morning. That makes sense. But it's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Ha'itziyacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim at night. And the Gemara kind of like sidetracks it by saying they were nigalu at night. But then it brings a pasuk, Ha'itziyach Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila. So did they go out at night or did they go out during the day? One of the tzivuyim of that night, there were a number of tzivuyim, and we'll get to some more of them later on. But one of the mitzvahs that they had that night was that they were not supposed to leave their homes. Ba'atem le'seitzu ish mipesach be'isayad boiker. And you, a man, should not go out of his house until the morning. And that pasuk needs explanation, because l'chayra should have said, ba'atem, and you, le'seitzu mipesach be'ischem ad boiker. And you should not go out of the openings of your house until the morning. But it puts in this ish, ba'atem, and you, Loiseitzu ish, a person shouldn't go out. I'm talking to people over here. I say you, I'm talking to you, Klal Yisrael. The atem and you, loiseitzu ish, a person shouldn't go out, mipesach beisayad boiker, from the opening of his house until the morning. What's the pasuk trying to teach me here? So we have to look at the parshas Re'eh. And see, it's an interesting thing. You'd think that if you have a pasuk that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim at night, it would be in Parshas Bo'i, in Parshas Bishalach, in Parshas Yisroi, somewhere around the Parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that's not the case. And all the Parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't say that they came out of Mitzrayim at night. The Gemara brings a raya all the way down, many psukim later, from Parshas Re'eh. I had the opportunity a few months ago to say this kasha over in front of some people that know Chumash backwards and forwards. They agreed with me. So it says like this: keep, watch the Chodesh HaAviv, and make a Pesach. Ki b'chodesh ha'avi v'yitziach Hashem alikecha mimitzrayim laila. V'zavachta Pesach Hashem alikecha, you should shech the Korban Pesach. Where? V'amokay masher yivchar Hashem l'shakein shmo yisham, in the place that Hashem chooses that he should, that he'll dwell there. Don't eat chametz. Don't have sa'ar, le'yirah. You cannot shech the Korban Pesach in Pasuk Hey, le'isucha l'zbayach es ha-Pesach. You can't shech the Pesach in one of the in any other place in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, specifically, dafka in the Beis Hamikdash, shom tizbach es ha-Pesach ba'orev, there you should shech the Korban Pesach in the evening, k'boy ha-shemesh, when the sun sets, mo'yei tzeis from Mitzrayim, the time that you came out of Mitzrayim. So you should shech the Korban Pesach dafka in Yerushalayim. A specific azhara that you should shech the Korban Pesach by the Makom HaMikdash. And then in Pasuk Zayin, and you should cook it. It says cook, it really means to roast, the Chazal say. And you should eat it in the place that Hashem chose it. We'll get to in a minute. So we see this psukim being ma'irich and this hakpada that the Korban Pesach be in the Beis Hamikdash. That it be shechted by the Beis Hamikdash. That it be roasted by the Beis Hamikdash. That it be eaten by the Beis Hamikdash. Even though it's different than a carbon, it's eaten. Every single person ate their Korban Pesach. But it has to dafka be in the Makom HaMikdash. What's this big hakpada? Why is it so important that the Korban Pesach be dafka by the Beis HaMikdash? This tremendous arichas in the psukim, that the place for the Korban Pesach is by the Beis HaMikdash. And you see it a little weiter, I'll bring you a few other rayas, that you see that there's a special inyan that the Achilas Korban Pesach should be by the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the next pasuk that we just started reading, you should eat it in the place, Ba'amokei Mashi Yivcha Hashem Alekecha Boi, Ufanisa Ba'boiker, and you should turn away in the morning, Beholachta Lo'ihalecha, and you should go to your tent. When should they leave? So it sounds like you should leave the next morning. The Evan Ezra even asked. The Evan Ezra says, the Makrishim, people who try to start up with the Torah, they say, what? The Torah is saying that you should leave B'yayim Kodshoi. You should leave on Yantif? The morning after the Korban Pesach is Yantif. Right? The morning after the first Seder is Yantif. So how could it say to leave then? So Chazal say, Rashi brings, Chazal say, when it says Baboiker, it means Boiker Yishol Sheni. If anyone's half, feel free to open the windows. It means Boiker Yishol Sheni. It means the second morning. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the second day of Yantif is already Chalamayid, and that's when you could leave. But you have to ask yourself, if it means the second morning, so why doesn't it say that? It doesn't say that. It says, and leave in the morning. There's a kasha, we can't leave in the morning because it's Yantif. Oh, it means the next morning. But why does the pasuk misleading that way? Why does the pasuk give me the impression? The pasuk is a mistaken impression. The pasuk says I should leave the next morning. It gives an impression that the Ibn Ezra says the makrishim, those who want to start up, say, one second, you should go home on Yantif. Oh no, it really means the next day. Like the Torah couldn't say it clearly. The answer seems to be simple. That the message that the Torah is trying to give us is, of course you can't leave the next morning because it's Yantif, but that's the only reason. Be'etzem, as far as Rabban Shalom is concerned, if you finish your Korban Pesach, you can go home. You can't leave then, so you have to leave the next morning. But in the Lashon of the Pasuk is giving over the Ratzon that's behind it. Avada, we can't travel on Yantif, so we stay in Eretz Yisrael for the first day of Yantif. But the Nekuda that's important here is that the Leil HaSeder, the Leil Achilas Korban Pesach be in Yerushalayim, the next morning already you could leave. Oh, you can't leave on Yantif? Fine, the morning after that. Then when Ezra learns it's talking about Taka on Yantif, he says, Ufanisa Babaika means to your tents. They used to set up tents all over Yerushalayim. Sub of Yerushalayim, he says, V'alachta alecha sub of Yerushalayim. And it means you stay by the Makom HaMikdash the whole night, and in the morning go home, go back home. But that night you have to be by the Makom HaMikdash. It's such an important thing that the Leil HaSeder would be by the Makom HaMikdash, that there's an incredible Targum Yonis and Menuziel. It says in Parashas Yisroi, Atem Re'isim Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim, the famous Pasuk, Perek Yutes Pasuk Dalet, Vo'eso Eschem Al Kanfei Nisharim, and I carried you on the wings of eagles. When did Hashem carry us on the wings of eagles? So the Targum Yonison says, Atun Chamison Madi Avodis L'Mitzroi, you have seen what I did to Mitzrayim. Uteonis Yaschoin Al Anonin, and I carried you on clouds, ke al gadfei nishrin, which are like the wings of eagles, min pilusin, from Ramses, which is a city in Mitzrayim, the oivelis yaschein, the first year that they were in Mitzrayim, you thought they ate the korban pesach in Mitzrayim? Targum Yonison says they didn't eat the korban pesach in Mitzrayim. Clouds came down, lifted the entire Klal Yisrael up that first year, before they ever left Mitzrayim, lifted them up, the oivelis yaschein, and I brought you la'asar beis mukdisha, to the place of the beis hamikdash, l'mevet tamon pischa, to make over there a korban pesach, u'ba'ahu leil yaseivis yaschein lefilusin, and on that night I brought you back to Ramses, and from there I brought you close to I brought you out of Mitzrayim to give you the Torah. So the amazing thing, in Parashas Yisro, the Targum Yonison says, that it's a travel of Klal Yisrael that we never knew about. We always thought that Klal Yisrael ate the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. That's the picture that the Psukim give us. Comes the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, and he says that's not true. But Hashem lifted the entire Klal Yisrael up and brought us where? To the place where it says in Parashas Re'eh, you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. The place of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that there's something very, very important about eating the Korban Pesach in the Makom HaMikdash, that Hashem took clouds, picked up the entire Shishim Riboy Klal Yisrael, and brought them to the Makom HaMikdash. And the Peshat is like this. The pshat is that the two levels of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night and the day, represent the two parts of our Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael had to come out of Mitzrayim in their neshama, in their pnimius, and then they had to actually physically come out of Mitzrayim. It's possible, people don't know this, but it's possible to travel very great distances without moving. When a person the mashal it says, I'll say this because of Josh, it says someone who's dar b'chutz la'aretz is kamisha ain lo yaleika. Chazal say that someone who dwells in chutz la'aretz, it's as if he doesn't have a God. That's a pretty strong statement to make. Is a remez that Aruch Chaim says in this pasuk, "V'yigadta levincha b'yoyim ahu leimor." So we know that Hagada is a lashon of like "Koysoymar lebeis Yaakov." The pasuk says, "So you should say to the house of Yaakov, v'sagid, and you should tell v'sagid lebnei Yisrael." So this is why the Beis Yaakov is called the Beis Yaakovs today are called Beis Yaakov, because Rashi says, "Koysoymar lebeis Yaakov elu hanashim." The Sagid L'Bnei Yisrael, that's the Anashim. Why? Because Sagid, which means to tell, comes from the word Gid, which is sinews, which is hard. The Dvarim Kushin, the hard stuff, the difficult stuff, you should tell the men. Toimar is the light stuff, the nice stuff, the beautiful stuff, that you should tell the women. Toisoimar, you should say the nice things, the pretty things, L'Beis Yaakov. The sage, the dvarim akashim kegidim, with the name Israel. In this passage, you have that also. The higadita labincha vayoymahu, you should say the hard stuff, leimar. One second. We have both things over here. The higadita labincha vayoymahu, leimar. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, this is a remez to what the Mishnah instructs us in Arvei Pesachim, you should be maschil begnos, you should start with the hard stuff, with the difficult stuff, u'mesayim b'shvach, and you should end with the praises. So when you read the Haggadah and you read Arami Oved Ovi or Mitchila Ovi Avi Gezara Ayu Avi Seinu, because of the Mekayim Maschil Begnos and Messiah Meshvach, you know that there's a remez in Parshas Bo to that. V'hi Gadata Labincha is the Maschil Begnos, V'yoyim Ahu, Leymar. But all of that, the Maschil Begnos and Messiah Meshvach, is all in the Pasuk that calls the night day. Because that's the point. The point is that when we get to the Messiah Meshvach, that when we get to the end, we're going to realize the tremendous, tremendous, uncalculable type of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be megal that even the gnos wasn't gnos. Even the gnos was shvach. By Yom Ahu, on that day, on the day that's really, on the night that's really day. The Korban Pesach, all the halachas of the Korban Pesach are about achdus. All the halachas of the Korban Pesach are about oneness, because we talked about this also over Purim, the weeks leading up to Purim and after Purim, that when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good, that's the greatest achdus of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have two parts, the good part and the not good part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only one hanhaga, good. We're blind, we see some things as good and some things as bad. But Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's really all one Mahalach of Tov. That's what we're going to see, La'asid Lavi. That's why the Korban Pesach, the Maral says, is all about oneness. It has to be eaten by one Chabura. It's not allowed to be divided up. It has to be eaten by one Chabura. Roshay Al-Kra of the whole Korban Pesach has to be roasted together. It can't be separated into parts. It's Tzli Esh, the way it's prepared. When you cook something in water, it falls apart. If you ever see a chicken in chicken soup, it falls apart into pieces. But if you roast something over a fire, it pulls it all together. Right? Take a piece of meat and cook it in a pot of water, it will fall apart. Take a piece of meat and put it on a grill, and it will come together. Because tzli is ma'achev. Because that, they ate the Korban Pesach that night. That's what it means when I kept telling you that it's a night of pnimius. It's a night on focusing on the internal hanhag of the Rabbeinu Shalalem. The inside hanhag of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts on the outside, but the internal hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's inside. Like, stay to Ish Pesach Beisach, stay inside. Don't go out into the world where now there's night and day, with his good and bad, with his Golos and Geula. No, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which encapsulates the whole future of Klal Yisrael, that night of Geula is a night of Leiseitzu Ishim Pesach Beisai. It's a night of Vigata Levin Chabayoy Mahu. So that's a night where the Korban Pesach is one. Everything gets pulled together. There's no different parts. Everything is pulled together as one. It's a night of Achdus. So Paray comes running to Moshe and he says, leave tonight. Moshe says, what, you think we're going to leave like a bunch of Ganovim in the middle of the night? We're not leaving until the morning. Why did Moshe want to leave at night? It's a beautiful time to leave. B'layla kayayim yo'ir. It's a beautiful time to leave. Why didn't they want to leave that night? The answer is tremendous, tremendous yisoid. And when we talk about these type of things, it sounds sometimes a little bit esoteric. The bad is really good, the tzoros are really not tzoros. It sounds it's a gewaldige lesson. Rav Huttner says this great mashal, and you find people like this all through your life. You're going to find people like this. He says, sometimes you have a person who has an ideal gadol, a tremendous ideology, a tremendous idea, but he has no idea how to bring it out l'maaseh in his life. He's like the best dreams. He has the highest, he's totally inspired, but he's no idea what to do. When it comes down to it, he's no idea what to do. He doesn't know how to bring out his dreams into fruition, how to actually do it. He says the mashal is to someone who would have imagine if I would give you a $10,000 coin, like a huge, like a gold, chunk of gold. I mean, you wouldn't have any other money on you, just that. So you imagine you go to 7-Eleven, you want to buy a drink, they would not be able to give you change of that. So you could sit with a piece of gold in your pocket and starve to death. You have nothing to do with it. You have the most beautiful, expensive piece of gold in the world, but if you can't make change out of it, you can't do anything with it. You can't live. So sometimes that person has such a great big idea, such an inspiration, but if you don't know how to make it actually come across in this world, you can't do anything with it. That's the avodah of the day, leaving Eretz, leaving Mitzrayim in the day. The night was a night of tremendous pnimius, where they touched, they were close to the Rebbeinu Shlom on the Makom HaMikdash, in a place where mamish, it was night and it was Laila Kayom Yor, it was Bayom Ha'u. Mamish, a tremendous, tremendous giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, the Tov and Ra, really one Hanhaga. But that's not what the next few thousand years are going to be like. The next few thousand years are going to be dealing with the Hanhaga of Hashem on the Chitzoniistic level. That Toiv is Toiv, and Ra is Ra, and there's going to be suffering, and Yisurim, and ups and downs, and Chatoiv, and Misyonis, and Mechshoilim, and accomplishments, and all kinds, a whole mixture of things. The purpose of us having that experience of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not to live in a fake esoteric world. It's to give us the emuna that we can have the strength to then go out in the real world and be able to deal with life in the real world. Then when Klal Yisrael faces Nisyanis, they have the emunah. They know that really everything Hashem does is for the good. We don't live in a blissful world. We live in a harsh world. But because in the roots of our existence, that first night, we were exposed to that unbelievable truth that all the tzaras and everything is all part of Hashem's goodness, so we have the emunah to be able to go out into Ilam Hazeh and be able to actually bring it out, Lamaisa. What about the Kedusha of the night? Who knows what's going on inside? Who knows what's churning in his stomach? But on the surface, let's say Tzuvish Mepetzach Beisa. He does, and I asked Reb Chaim Cohen, and he told me his father said it the same way. Simple, he answers the questions, goes weiter, says the Haggadah, translates it, does the mitzvahs. Simple. It doesn't have to be, we grow up with these fantasies. It doesn't have to be.
Isn't there a name called Hamarba?
When it's possible, call Hamarba, but. The point is that it's not. I'm not even talking about the marba. I'm not talking about the lot and the little. I'm talking about the glowing that we're waiting for. The marba of the ma'isa of Rabbi Akiva was after the seder. Else they wouldn't have been able to keep going until morning. They would have had these afternoon at some point. If it was Kriyas Moshe Shachris, and then they bench, you know. I was just after the Seder. My father tells that to me every year, you know. So that's gonna be the first night of Pesach. And equally important is the lesson that we learned about the morning. And this is something that Rav Huttner teaches in the Parisuk and Chanukah. He says that in Yiddish we don't say about a yontif that says aveki gang in a yontif, that a yontif went away. We say this tzuga kumen ayantif. Another yantif is coming along with us. The yantif is supposed to be a time to grow and a time to shteig. That's why I was so in the Silti Sharmashir, I was so upset to find an ad in Hamodia. A great yantif and a great vacation. Because those are two separate, totally different concepts. Yantif is not a religious form of vacation. Yantif is an avodah, it's a job, it's a work, it's a draining. And you could take a vacation before or after if you'd like. But Yontif is not a vacation. Yontif is Yontif. But we have to also have our eye towards the future. It's not good enough just to have the Aliyah of Yontif and to leave it that way. We have to have the Aliyah of Yontif with our eye towards how we're going to take whatever limudim we have from the Yontif. Lamash, let's say someone focuses on Emunah, on Pesach. Which Pesach is a Yontif of Emunah. It's not enough to just focus on Emunah on Pesach. We have to focus on how that's going to affect me after Pesach. Like Moshe tells Pari, we're not going to leave at night when we're holding in all the high madrigas. We're going to leave in the morning. We're going to leave when we're in the real world. We're going to leave when things are back to Olam Hazeh, and that's when we're going to show that we could shteig. So that's I think, a little bit of a balance in terms of how to go into Yantif and appreciate Yantif, but also it's not, there's no such a thing, there's no excuse for experiencing Yantif and then closing the book and forgetting about it after Yantif. We have to experience Yantif, and then when we come back to Yeshiva next month, we have to be better people for it. We have to be a little bit of a little more of a Tom Elliott, of a special taste in our mouth from it. We have to be different people. This is the first Yantif the Klal Yisrael had, starting now the Shabbos of Parshas HaChodesh. This is the beginning. That's why we had this special night. This is the very, very beginning of the creation of Klal Yisrael. All the kaychas that Klal Yisrael has all started this Yantif. All the Siyat Dishmai that Klal Yisrael had all started this Yantif. In a person's life, Mestam, it's like that also, that it's time to access who knows what kind of kaychas. So it's important to think about how we're going to shtag on Yantif, but then it's also important to think about how we're going to take the shtagging of Yantif in a realistic way to make change from the gold coin, to be able to have it translated into regular day-to-day life.